In the Nevi Egla Rufa, the Pasuk says, Ki Motze Chalal Ba'adama, Lerishto. It says, the Inyan of Yerusha. Then Yerushalayim Yerusha. There's no Din Yerusha on Yerushalayim. Tiksova, this Tana holds here, Le'nitzchal Kol Shvatim. Yerushalayim was not divided up for Shvatim Yerushalayim. But since it wasn't divided up for Shvatim, there's no Din Egla Rufa, there's no Din Egla Rufa in Yerushalayim. That's what the Gemara says here. Even though some of us from Yester Kasha, like before we had it from Achleikis, if Yerushalayim was Neschalk L'Shvatim not, the reason on the Yomrit was. But still, the Gemara asked a better question. The Yoy, the Gemara asked another question here. The Yoy, the Pasuk says, when is there an Indian of an Egla Rufa, Lo Noida Mihi Ko? It's only if we don't know who killed the person. If you find a dead body outside the city, we don't know who killed him, then we have to bring an Egla Rufa. But over here, we know what happened. Here, the story was, there were two kahanim running up the plank, and one crank killed the other one. So there's no linyan of Egla Rufa altogether here. So Mor says, Havada, that would have saw that got up and just announced, like they say, who's going to bring the Egla Rufa here? He didn't mean really that there should be a chiv of an Egla Rufa. Because Pshita, here we know who killed who. It just meant to make people cry a lot. That's all he meant to say. That such a might happen. Then when the Kahanim were running up the plank, one Kohen went and killed the other one. So he just wanted everybody to cry. So Maitre says, what happened after one Kohen killed the other one? Bo Oviv Shotinik, the father of the Kohen that was dead, that was dying, came to him. When he came to see his son there, he saw his son was still alive yet. He was about to die, and he was still moving, was still alive. Omar, so first the father said to his son, Hareyu Kaparaskim. Did you know this, that you got killed now? It'll be a kapara for you, you'll be forgiven, like feel happy about it. Then he said also, I see my son is still alive. So the first thing that entered his mind was, there's a sakin, there's a knife next to him. Let's first take away the sakin, that the sakin should be away from him before he dies. He should not be matama the kelim. So before we said, Lamdecho, this comes to teach us, Shekosha aleihim, Tairas kelim, Yoisim eshvichas domi. It meant more to them, the inyan that a keli, this knife of the Beis Hamikdash, should not become tamei, more than the inyan of shvichas domi. Like that the son was being killed, and he didn't feel that bad. But that the knife was going to become tamei, that bothered him more. So we see what it was more, bothered them more, the tyrus hakelim, more than shvichas domim. For the Gemara, what's the pshat here? Iboy luhu. Is the pshat here that shvichas domim hu dizal? Is the pshat this time, since they were used to, it was ruggle, and a ruggle, but it was kal for them killing. It didn't bother them that much. In this avera, not to kill somebody, there was a zilus. There was like zilzum, it was kal, it was easy in the rise. That's why it didn't bother him that much. Avotairus kelim kidekai mekaimi. That he bothered, that the knife should not become tummy, it's not the pshat that bothered him so much extra about tumah, that the kelim and the Beis Hamikdash should not become tummy. It just stood, that's the way it always is. There was always a midon, that there's a law of Torah, like there's an inyan in the Torah, not to make, not a law, but Yaakov is an inyan, not the kelim should not become tummy. You're supposed to be nizra to make sure the old state Torah. And that stood the way it was, that never changed. That they will always machim like at the beginning. So it's not the pshat they were bigger machmirim in Ilchas Tumah. It just means Ilchas Tumah, they remained always the same. Just Ilchas Shvichas Domim, since they were killed, like the soon seen, the Pasuk by Menashe, since there was a time when they used to did kill, so therefore his cow didn't bother them that much in Ilchas Shvichas Domim. By Duma, maybe the opposite way. That Shvichas Domim could have kind of came. No, Havada Shvichas Domim was very chomer to them. Like, it's not nice to kill somebody. Havada, that bothered them also, the fact that somebody killed one another. Avotairus Kalim Hida Chamiro. What it means to say here, the father cared about the Kalim, because that was something extra special. There was a special Chamirus, a very chomer about this Indian, to watch the Kalim to make sure it doesn't become Tommy. So what's the Pshat here? Is it the Pshat that was a zealous? They were not so nizri about Indian Shvichas Domim? Or was it the pshat they were very, very machmatakri in the lochis about kelim? That was the shaylam. So this we say, Toshma, come now, bring your raya. Me the konos of law Talmudei. Since the Gemara of the Brice before brought down this posik that speaks about Menashe and says, Zegam dam noki shofach Menashe, that Menashe killed out a lot of people. So Shema mina to rayon that shvichas domim hu dizal. The pshat was that since Menashe killed out a lot of people, he did this chet of killing, it was a zilus, it was zal, it was a kal, it didn't bother them. There was a lenient in this halacha of shvichas domim. So that didn't bother them so much. Mashenkin, for Tyrus kelim kadekai mekaima. Mashenkin, the inyan of Tyrus a kelim. To keep the kelim tor, that is no special chumrah. That just stood the way it always was. That never changed. but just by Menashe, even though Menashe was by the Beis Hamikdash Harishon. And we're talking about this Maisa now with the Kohanim happened in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. But still, since we see that Menashe was a Shefer Zomim, he killed so many people, so once there was this Kalas, this Zilus in the Hilchas, killing people, that Kalas always stayed there and never changed. And therefore, later on, even the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni also, there was a little bit lenient to the Inyan of Shefer Zomim. Mashenkim Hilchas, Tumas HaKelim, that always stayed the same. That didn't change. We go to the brace like this. The Pasuk says in Pasuk Dalad here, Uforshat velovash begodim acherim. You should take off your clothing and put on new clothing. Voitzi es adeshin. Then you should take out the deshin. So Pasuk Dalad here is talking about the second mitzvah. That means a lot of times when the Mizbeach had a lot of ashes on top of it, there was an inyan to clean out all the ashes and take the ashes out, chutz lamachad, outside Yerushalayim. That was called Hoitzoy es adeshin. The first Pasuk Gimel talks about the mitzvah of Trumas Adeshin. That was a mitzvah every single day. One Kohen had to come in and take a shovel full of the ashes off the Mizbeach and put it down on the side of the Mizbeach. That was Pasuk Gimel, that's a Trumas Adeshin. Now, there's another mitzvah. Doesn't have to be done every single day. Just whenever there's a lot of ashes on the Mizbeach, then you have Pasuk Dalid. Uforshat es begodov, the Kohen is supposed to take off his big dekuna, a kohen hedjit, v'lovash begodim acherim, and he's supposed to put on other type of clothing. So what does it mean, other type of clothing? So Gemara says, shemani, I would hear, say kederach yom kippurim. The sum of this posuk means that there's a chiv, he has to change his clothing and put on his weekday clothing. In other words, a kohen hedjit only has one pair of big dekuna. He only has four begodim he wears for big dekuna. So I would think the Pasuk is saying, if you want to take the ashes outside Yerushalayim, you have to take off your big day kuna and put on begodim acherim, means put on regular weekday clothing. Why? I would think just like by Yom Kippurim. She'apoyshet big day kodesh, v'loy veich big day chol. It was just like by Yom Kippurim, there's such an inyan, that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had two sets of begodim. When he went inside Lefnayim Lefnim, he used to wear big day lovin, just four begodim. When he came outside to do the avoid in chutz, he had to put on his eighth begodim, the big day zov. Now there's a tzivui, that when you go out, you have to take off the big day lovin, and now put on the eight different clothing. That's the mitzvah of the Kohen Gadol. So I would think the same thing applies here also. When the Torah says, v'lovash begodim acherim, means it's a tzivui. When you want to go and carry out the ashes now, you v'davka have to take off your big day Kohen Hedjit. Now a Kohen Hedjit doesn't have two pairs of big day kuna. So what it means to say is, take off your big day kuna, and now put on begodim acherim, means put on other clothing, not big day kuna that you use for avodah, but put on regular clothing, a regular suit put on. Take off your mitznefesh, your gartel, your mechtesayim, and put on a regular suit. That's what I would have thought. That's the CV over here. Kederach Yom Kippurim, that shepoish the big day kodesh, you have a chiv now to take off the big day kuna, for leivish big day chol, and put on a regular suit now. Talmud Leima, but the Pasuk tells us not like that. We dashin uforshat es begodav, v'lovash begodim acherim. It says the word begodim two times. Uforshat es begodav, v'lovash begodim. Why does it say two times begodav, begodim? So we say, makish begodim shaloivish, lebegodim shaposhit. We make a hekish, that malahalan, just like the begodim is wearing the tool now, we're telling him, take them off. What are you taking off? You're taking off your big dekuna. Is big dekodish, they're called big dekuna, they're the four begodim that a kohen hedjit wears. Af kan, now when the Torah says, v'lovash begodim acherim, put on another set of clothing, big dekodish, it also means to put on another set of big dekodish. A kohen hedjit also has to have two sets of big dekuna, kohen hedjit. For the gemarim kei matam loy macherim, they're telling me now, we still have to wear his big dekuna, the regular four begodim still, the mechnesayim, the ksonis, the mitznefes, and the avnet. So what do you mean, begodim acherim? Now the Gemara means p'chusim mehen. In other words, you have to have to take another pair of big dekuna, and they have to be less, an older pair. You have to have a new pair, and you have to have an old pair. P'chusim means a little bit less, not so nice as the first pair. That's the way the Tanakhama darshins, like we'll soon see. Reb Lezer says no. Acherim, he darshins the post like this. V'lovash begodim acherim, v'oitzi es adeshin. He dashens the word acherim goes in later. Acherim v'hoitzi es adeshin. Reb Lezer's oimer. Acherim v'hoitzi, the pasuk means limud ala kahanim bali mumin. Shekherim v'hoitzi adeshin. The Blessed says, no, you do not have to wear big dekuna when you want to carry out the deshin, carry out the issues. And Adkekach, the Pasuk is telling us, even a balmum, even a kohen that's not allowed to do the avodah, even a balmum, he has a mum, he's kosher to do this malacha of carrying out the issues. Because the pshat according to Rabbi Lezer is that this Pasuk dalad is not an avodah. You don't badafka have to have a kohen kosher to do it when he's wearing his big dekuna. No, even a balmum can do it. It's sama maisa that a kohen has to come, and taka means literally, for lovish begodam acher means wear a regular suit, don't wear your big dekuna, because even a balmum could also do it. So the kids of the machlekes say the Tanakama and Rabbi Lezer. According to Tanakama, you have to wear your big dekuna, just prusim, not such a nice pair. And according to Rabbi Lezer, no, you don't wear big dekuna, you can wear a regular suit, and even a balmum could also do it. Now Omar says before, that Acherim, according to the Tanakama, was saying now you have to wear dafka for begodim, but chusim, it means not such a good pair. Kidatona the very Bishmuel, this goes to understand it, the way Rabbi Shmuel always says. Kidatona the very Bishmuel. Kidatona the very Bishmuel. Begodim shebishol behem kidei with a rabbi. The same clothing you use when you're cooking the food for your Rebbe is la yimzog behem kais the rabbi. You should not serve your Rebbe with those same pair of clothing. No, it's not nice. Not nice to you wear the same nice clothing you do when you serve him, to wear those clothing when you're getting yourself dirty and cooking. Because if you're going to wear those clothing when you're cooking, you're going to get them dirty. So it's not nice later to go and serve your Rebbe with those clothing. In other words, you're supposed to have two different pair of clothing. Have one pair of chusim less, an older suit that's used for cooking, and then put on your nice suit when you serve. Who was in here also? That's the Tanakhama. This mitzvah and posik dalad of hoitzoyis adeshin. That whenever there was too many ashes on the Mizbeach, you used to all clean it out and carry it outside Yerushalayim. So who has to do it? A kohen that's a tam, a kosher kohen has to do it. And it's called an avoid, according to the Tanakhama. And you have to wear big dekuna. Just the Pasuk is saying, V'lovash begodam acher means, wear begodam chusim. You don't have to wear such nice clothing. Of course, you're not allowed to wear nice clothing. You have to wear an older pair of big dekuna. But it has to be the mitznefes, the ksoinis, the gartel, and the michnesayim. You have to wear those four begodim. Yeah. So the Gemara, Omer Rash Lakish. Lakish says now, k'machlekes b'hitzor, just that we have a machlekes in the Tanakam and Rebbe Lezer, if b'hitzor is hadeshin, it's called an avoida, that you b'davka need a coin with his four begodim. Good, they could be b'chusim, but they have to be dalad begodim. And Rebbe Lezer says, no, you don't have to have a coin tam, you could have a coin balmum, and you don't have to wear the begodim. So Shlokesh learns, Kach machlekes b'haroma. The same machlekes applies to Pasuk Gimel, by the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin, that every single morning there's a mitzvah, a kohen has to go into the Mizbeach, go on top of the Mizbeach, and take out one shovel full of the ashes, and go on the side and put it on the side of the Mizbeach. That's called the mitzvah Trumas Hadeshin. So Shlokesh says that according to Rabbi Lezer, even the Trumas Hadeshin does not need big dekuna, and even a balmum could also do that avoida, that mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin. That's where Shlokesh. The same machlokes Reb Lezer holds by Rama also, a kohen balmum could do that also. Reb Yechon says no. Machlokes poitzo. This machlokes of begodim acherim vohitzi that Reb Lezer dashes even a balmum could take out the hoitzo. That's only by hoitzoes addition. Mashenki navo by Rama the reihakol avoidi. Reb Yechon says no, but the first pasuk gimel, the mitzvah trumas addition, that's for sure is called an avoida, that you need to have a kohen that's kosher, and you don't need a dalad begodim. They could be p'chusim, but at kol poran they have to be dalad begodim. So tomorrow now, my time with Rish Lakish. What's Rish Lakish's word to say that even the first pasuk of the trumas addition, also we say a kohen posel could do it, and you don't need a dalad begodim. Omolach Rish Lakish says like this, you're going to tell me now everybody has to hold that the mitzvah trumas adeshin is called an avoida, and you need a kosher kohen, and he has to wear a dalad begodim. Abazoi, yesh lecho avoida shekshere b'shnei kelim. Is it true that you could do an avoida, a kohen could do the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash only wearing two clothing, two kelim? Like we know, a kohen hedyot has to at least wear four big dekuna. He has. Now this pasuk gimel only says two begodim. The pasuk gimel says v'lova shakoyin midoivad, which means the ksoinis. He has to wear his robe. Omichnes sevad, and he has to wear his nechlesayim, the underpants made out of linen. Yilbash al basar v'heir mesadeshin. So Pasuk says clearly, the kohen has to wear two clothing. That's all.
You're going to tell me now that the Truma Tadeshin is a real Avodah. How do you have only two clothing? We know any Avodah, you have to have the Mitznefes and the Gartel also. So since the Pasuk doesn't say the Mitznefes and the Gartel, it's right, it's not called a real Avodah. That's why even a Kain Balmum could also do this Avodah. That's Rosh Lakish Asmara.
Shrashi Shekshar B'Shtay Kedim V'Ocha Midoy Vad O'michnes Avad Hudasiv. The Pasuk only talks about the Ksainis, his robe, and the Michnesayim, the underpants, but nothing more. So the more of Rabbi Yechon says no. Goldi Rachmoni b'ksoinis u'michnesayim. True, the pasuk says for the Trumas Hadeshin, you have to wear your ksoinis, your robe, and you have to wear the michnesayim, the underpants. But Zok Rabbi Yechon, avada v'hu adin l'mitznefes b'yavnit. Avada is called an avoidam, and you have to wear all your four clothing. You have to wear your special hat, the mitznefes, and you have to wear your special gartel, the yavnit. How come the pasuk says these two begodim? If you have to wear all four, why does the pasuk only say the ksoinis and the michnesayim? Come to teach us halachas here. That midai bad, the pasuk says you have to wear your ksoinis, your robe, a perfect fit. We dashin midai kimidosai. That you have to have a special fit. And there's halacha by all big dikunas like that. So Rashi says, midai kimidosai. Kan limducho. Here the Torah is teaching us. Shehe ksoinis kahanim lemidas kemosin. The robe should be a perfect fit to how tall you are. Learning Roros, it shouldn't be too long. Vloimus Lokas, it can't be too short off the ground. So the Pasuk is teaching us, Avad is called an Avoid here. And Avad, you have to wear all four begodim. Now the reason why the Torah says these two is to teach us two special halachas. Midai Vad means to tell us that you have to wear a special fit. Later. And Michnes Seivad, what does it have to say the underpants for? Likiratani, like we learned. How do we know the first clothing that the Kohen puts on is his underpants? How do we know the Michnesayim comes first? Whenever they dress him, whenever he puts on his big dekuna, right? Shenema, the Pasuk says here, O Michnesayvad yilbosh al besaroi. That you have to put on the Michnesayvad, your underpants, what? Al besaroi. Mashman, there's nothing else on your bosa yet. He has not dressed yet at all. And the first clothing he puts on al besaroi is the underpants. That's the lima of this pasuk. Shrashi yilbash al besaroi, mashma shaloyvesh po'odi orim. You put on your underpants now when you're nude, not wearing anything. Shein olav el besaroi, you have nothing, only your flesh. Dilo te mohochin al besaroi lemay kosvei. What does the Torah have to say here al besaroi for? Umichnesevad yilbash al besaroi. Either tell me the chatzitza, that you shouldn't have anything in between your clothing and the begod, the mashma the rather psukim for that. But hukos chatzitza. So this pasuk is telling us, Al Besara teach us that the Michnesayim comes first. Yeah. The what?
Resh Lakish from Mir. This is where Rabbi Yechon learns. Michnesayim bad yibush Al Besara. Mar Resh Lakish, what does Resh Lakish do with this? Resh Lakish says, no, the pasuk only says these two. So he learns it's a modern halacha here. It only means these two and not four, and therefore it's not called an avoida. I with Ashni these drushes here. Resh Lakish says, I'm also asking to these drushes. But still the Torah only means these two and not more. Resh Lakish, midai kimidosai. Midi afka rachmona b'loshin midai. Why didn't the Torah say loshin michnas of ksainis? Why did it say midai? Midai vad? To tell us that the ksainis that he wears has to be a perfect fit. Shalo yehe, and vaito, how do you know the next drusha? Shalo yehe dover koidil michnasayim. Miyal b'sara nafka. There's an extra word of alpha, and this word al-basar is also extra. So since it's extra, he makes this drasha also. So Rashi says, l'rashim med lokish, diyoma, dafka kesvinu. The Torah says these two to teach us l'meimro, t'yeina tzricha bor. You don't have to wear all your four clothing b'shat the Trumas Hadeshin, only these two clothing. So how does he know then these drashas here? It says be a perfect fit, and the Michnasayim comes first. Nafka lehanach tati d'rishus, miloshin ha-mikro. Dehanach tati drashas, miloshin ha-mikro. Sheshinu b'lishonish, l'kosa k'sonis. The Torah didn't say put on your robe. L'meimra midoi. What does midoi mean? Kimidosa. It has to be a perfect fit. And shloyaktim dovel mechnesayim me'al b'sara yisera nafkalei. So an extra time al b'sara here teaches this drasha. But that's where Shlokish is pshat. The Torah is saying only wear two and not four. Therefore, it's not called an avoida. Even a kain baal mum could also do it. So it says nafkalei. Let's say this machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Resh Lakish. If it's possible to say that the true Matzadeshin is not called an avoid, you don't have to wear all four begodim. Let's say it's a machlokes tanoim. Why we say the dash in the post like this? Al besori. It says here al besori. says Yilbash al Basori. The Pasuk Gimel. Lo Bashkari Midi Varach Nichol Seivad Yilbash al Basori. Ma Tam Loim. What does that have to say for Yilbash? What do you have to say? Weird for? Let's just say Midi Vad and Michnes Seivad. Period. What do you have to say? Yilbash al Basori is Lahavi Mitznefes VeYavneit La Roma. Divi Reb Yehuda. So you see clearly, Reb Yehuda holds like Reb Yochanan. That when you do the Trumas Adeshin, Havad, you have to wear all four begodim. You have to wear the Mitznefes and the Yavnet also. Either Pasuk only says two begodim, but Yilbash comes to include the other two also. Why does it say these two? To teach us the drosha, the perfect fit, and the Mechassan comes first. This is like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Dais, who I may know. What does the word Yilbash mean here? L'rabba is big day koyin godol, the yarna kipurim, shek sherim le koyin hejit. That the koyin godol on Yom Kippur has a special four begodim. The four begodim of Lovin that he wears when he goes to Flying Lefnim, those four begodim are kosher for Kohen Hegyot to wear it throughout the whole year. That's what Rav Doshi Dashin. That's the extra pasuk of Yilbash al Basaroi. The four begodim the Kohen Gadol to wear, the Flying Lefnim, could be worn the whole year round. That's what Doshi's shot. Omer Rebbe says back to him, Shtei Tshuvas Bedovrin, your drosha have two kashas on you. Chod the one, the Avneto Sher Kohen Gadol, which was made out of levad, made out of linen only, is loy zehu avnet shekoyin hegit. He holds that the avnet, the koyin hegit wore the whole year, was made out of klayim. So therefore, you can't say that these four begotten the koyin gadol wore on Yom Kippur, or koyin hegit could wear the whole year, because they're different type of avnetim. The yadvet of the koyin gadol here, these for the loven, was made out of linen only, and the koyin hegit was made out of klayim. So it's not the same. You can't say that the koyin hegit could wear it. For you have another kasher on you. So obviously Rav Doisi holds on, like Rav Doisi holds that the avnet, the Kohen Hegyot wore the whole year, was also only made out of linen, not made out of klayim. But now Rabbi has another kasha back to Rav Doisi. The Yoida of the kasha knew that the godim shenishtameshes ben kedusha chamura, this begodim, these big day loven, that the Kohen God wore on Yom Kippur when he went lefnayim lefnim, which is such a chomadik, a strong kedusha, tishtamesh ben kedusha kala, you want it to be used now in a kedusha kala, regular Kohen Hegyot, should wear it throughout the whole year. It's not mistarvel like that. It's not mistarvel a Kohen Hegyot could use it. So you have a Rebbe says, what do I do with this extra word here, Yilbash al-Basaroi, is the Rabbi Seshashchokim, to teach us the word that you could wear